This is Rainmaker.fm, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at hacktheentrepreneur.com/Rainmaker. That's hacktheentrepreneur.com/Rainmaker.
Welcome to Hack the Entrepreneur, the show which reveals the fears, habits, and inner battles behind big-name entrepreneurs and those on their way to joining them. Now here is your host, John Naster.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Hack the Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm your host, John Naster, but you can call me Johnny. My guest for today has dedicated her life to making the world a better, brighter place with the power of doodles. She's a financial empowerment consultant and the founder of The Empowered Dollar. She helps millennials and low-income families fix their finances and feel empowered to take control of their financial destiny. Her latest and fastest-growing venture is Art to Self, which she started early this year and has seen incredible growth from it. It's a website and newsletter of daily art and inspiration sent straight to your inbox. I have to say, it really does help my mornings. Now, let's hack Stephanie Halligan. I want to take this opportunity to thank our sponsor, FreshBooks. They're designed for small business owners. FreshBooks is the number one cloud accounting solution that helps millions of entrepreneurs and small business owners to save time billing and get paid faster. With FreshBooks' award-winning mobile apps, you can do it all from anywhere on your Android or iOS devices. To start your 30-day free trial today, go to freshbooks.com/hack. And don't forget to enter Hack the Entrepreneur in the How Did They Hear About Us section. And we are back on Hack the Entrepreneur, and we have another brilliant guest. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, John.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Okay, Stephanie, we're going to go straight into this.
Awesome. I'm ready.
Awesome. Stephanie, as an entrepreneur, what is the one thing that you do that you feel has been the biggest contributor to your successes so far?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I think it's a recent practice of mine, which is carving out time. And it's hard to do that. And there's plenty of excuses I know I would make for not finding time and not putting myself first or working on my own stuff before, you know, client work, before calls, before, you know, actual work, like putting my own stuff first. And I read the book, The War of Art, which is one of my favorite books. And it really inspired me to carve out time, especially first thing in the day, to what I love and what I want to do and building my own thing.
Nice. War of Art is a brilliant book as well. I read it this past year, twice actually, and it's really inspiring. So, the carving out time, is this something that you've shifted, right, recently from sort of one business to the next, right? From Empowered Dollar, which was your personal finance, I believe, blog. Mm-hmm,
that's right.
And then into Art to Self, which is a daily email you send out and a daily post you do, right?
Right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Talk about. Did you force yourself to, are you like forcing to carve out time? Like, I have to. They're expecting it. They have to.
Right. You know, but it's true though, because it's been as a daily art newsletter, it's held my feet to the fire a little bit of I have to produce something every single day. I personally want a routine where I put, you know, myself first in the morning, but now I have to. People are expecting something every single day in their inboxes. So, it was a nice way to hold me accountable to carving out that time and putting what I want to do first, which is drawing and writing. And it definitely has become a practice of putting what I want to do first. And Art to Self was a really good way to make sure that I did that every day.
I love forcing ourselves to do these things and stay consistent. I've only been on your list for just about 2 weeks now, and I haven't seen you miss a day. Have you missed one yet?
No.
Nice.
Yeah. And so it's actually been a really fun process. I'm not going to miss a day. I can already tell it's something I love to do, but also even on the days where it might be like 10 o'clock at night and I don't have tomorrow's post yet because I'm just not feeling it. Usually those are the best art to self notes. Those are the ones that, you know, why am I procrastinating this? What's holding me back right now from actually doing work? And usually those are the best cartoons and the best messages that come out of moments where I kind of don't want to do art to self. So it's been a really nice journey. And, you know, some days I'll draw like 7 in a row and schedule them out. And some days it's like, oh, I have to do this. And what's the message I need to write and draw about today? And why am I pushing this off? So it's been a really cool process to watch. And daily is definitely a huge shift in how I think about my business and put content out there every single day.
Yeah, I love it. The consistency is, I think, key as well. And you found out how you work. It's good.
Right.
So Stephanie, there's a time I've found talking to like 80 different entrepreneurs now, that there's a time in every entrepreneur's life when they realize one of two things. Either they have this calling to make something bigger than themselves and some difference in the world, or they simply just cannot work for somebody else. Could you tell us which one of these two you are and when you sort of discovered this about yourself?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for me, it started with contributing at something bigger in the world and getting my voice out there. So even when I had a full-time job, I started a personal finance blog because I wanted to share my own story of how I was getting out of student debt. And I wanted to help other people and, you know, save other people from the financial disaster that I got into, which was tens of thousands of dollars of student loans. But that was kind of my impetus to getting into the online entrepreneurial space, which was while I was still working, I was hungry to get out there and to help people and to really own my own voice and be a thought leader in whatever space I was in. And that was, I think, a pretty early on in my career, just realizing that I wanted to be kind of me, myself, and I wanted to help people, you know, no matter what job I was in. So I was always kind of that side project, side hustle person while I had a full-time job.
Nice. You wanted to own your own voice.
Right. Like, yeah, exactly.
That's cool. So how long has Art to Self been? How long have you been doing this at this point?
So I've actually only been doing Art to Self for 2 months,
really?
January 1st. Yeah, 3 months. So yeah, it feels like it's been a journey to get here, which is, you know, starting a personal finance blog and then seeing how that, you know, that got a little bit of notice, and then adding comics to the personal finance blog and that getting a lot of traction, and then realizing that I wanted to really focus just on cartoons and comics that I wanted to draw, not just about personal finance or money. And then Art to Self was born from that idea. And I think out of kind of just chipping away at what I really wanted to do and what I was really good at, as soon as I launched Art to Self, the response was overwhelming. The subscribers just kept climbing, and it's donation based and as a business, and those kept donations kept happening. So it's, again, it's so funny because it's only been going a couple months, but as something that's daily, it feels like a lifetime for me personally. And I'm just really grateful for the kind of growth that I've seen from it. So it feels a lot older than it actually is.
Yeah, it's interesting because we were talking before the interview and you said that how it's kind of grown just so much quicker than you expected. And can you, like, looking back over the last couple of months, like, do you know why or how, or like, do you think you're responsible for it, or did it kind of get some exposure somewhere that you weren't really expecting?
Yeah, it's funny because I think I've been trying to control where it goes and how, you know, like any sort of online marketing, but it's really been word of mouth, like literal word of mouth, where I've friends who know me, so as fans of my cartoons and my work, or their friends who have told their coworkers in their office. So like the 5 coworkers to sign up for this. So they all get the same coworker, their coworkers all get the same email, or just I have other entrepreneur friends who are coaches, and they tell their clients to sign up for Art to Self. And it's this word of mouth, and I'll get reader emails and they're like, so-and-so, you know, a friend of a friend of a friend showed this site to me, or I saw a random link on Reddit that someone had posted an art to self cartoon that said a friend of a friend introduced me. So the way it's spreading, it's really cool to watch and it's really organic. And I think it's really resonating with people. And when it really resonates with them, they're willing to share it in a way I don't think I've ever had any of my stuff be shared like that before.
That's got to be a very, very cool feeling.
Yeah, it really is.
That's cool. Okay, Stephanie, we're going to move to work because you've now gotten to carving out time and doing this work that you have to do every day, getting the email out, getting the post up, and then doing everything else that you have to do within this business and within your life. So today's a work day. Could you walk us through, say, the first 30 minutes of your day that you kind of that you did, your routine, whatever it happens to be, to set yourself up to kind of get everything done that you needed to get done today?
Yeah. Oh, so like routine before actually sitting down to work at a laptop.
Yeah. What do you do those first 30 minutes when you get up?
Oh, it's really structured, and I'm a sucker for routine. And right now I live in DC, and right now I'm in Boulder, Colorado, because I can take my business anywhere. And so for the month of March, I'm testing out a new city. So for me, it's really cool to have that kind of freedom, but it makes my routine like all the more important. So, you know, I think there's a couple things that I must have in the morning to get things off to a good start. And one is a really good, slow breakfast. And so I do like eggs and vegetables and sweet potatoes and just really take my time and usually listen to a podcast or music. The second is meditation. It just provides me with this like clear-headed foundation for my day. And it's really easy for me to get caught up in my to-do lists. So that's been a pretty recent practice of mine, but I've been doing it every day and it's really changing the mental space. Talk about carving out time, like just carving out that 10 minutes or 20 minutes has been life-changing. And then I think the third would be coffee, like making it and drinking it is that has to happen. And then when I sit down to work after that kind of personal routine happens, it's, I try to focus on creating something. So either writing or drawing or brainstorming, but really doing something more on the creative side first thing when I sit down to work, so that it gives me some positive energy, even if it's just a half an hour of that, for the rest of the day.
Nice. Nice. You're in Boulder. Is this the first time you've got to be remote or work out of somewhere else?
Yeah, I have. So I've been kind of running my own business for about a year and a half now. So I would take trips here and there. I have family in Seattle, so I would go there for a week or two and, you know, visit friends in a different city. But this is the first time I've actually picked up my life and tried, you know, I'm here for a whole month with my boyfriend and we are actually like, it's living time, you know, like today is a work day and I had a morning routine and we're exploring the city and the mountains and everything, but it's like living in a new city. And I think that's the first time I'm trying this out, which is taking it slow and really trying to live in a new place.
It's awesome. I love it. And yeah, I like that you're so sort of regimented in your morning and you take the time, but in a slow sort of deliberate way. I like that. So we talked about what you were good at and we just sort of went over it again, carving out the time for yourself and to get what it is you need done. Could you tell us, Stephanie, something in your business that you are not good at?
Oh, I don't know if I'm not good at it. I just dislike it, which is the marketing piece. I think getting myself out there, and it's that feeling that it kind of feels spammy, even though I'm not a spammy person, but asking to have my story shared or pushing social media. I just, you know, every time I pin something to Pinterest or send a tweet, I just cringe. And so which I know is like, there are, you know, it might not be a bad thing because you shouldn't live your whole life on social media and expect traction without a strategy behind it. But it's I have dreams of very soon hiring somebody to help me with strategic marketing on social media, on other things. But it's definitely the part of my business that I'm just not comfortable with versus creating stuff, which I could just do all day.
Yeah. Which is understandable. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. And it's cool because what you create, I mean, it is marketing, right? It's content that's so easily shareable by everyone. That's amazing. Right. And that is marketing, like through content. That's brilliant. And that probably is perfect. Well, it is perfect for you because you don't like it's not, you're not just like, here, sharing like a sales page to something. It's literally cool, shareable content that is instantly digestible by someone and they can benefit from it. That's awesome.
Right. Yeah. And so that's my focus and my hope, which is that, and I've been trying to give myself permission lately to not really focus on a growth strategy and just see where it goes naturally. And then as things pop up, to take advantage of them and to, you know, if I see a spark somewhere, to add a little fuel to that fire. I've seen it happen where I'll take quotes from people who inspire me and I'll send them the cartoon. So I sent like Seth Godin a cartoon of a quote that inspired me. I sent it to Elizabeth Gilbert. She's the author of Eat, Pray, Love. And she does a lot of cool TED Talks about inspiration and creativity. And I sent both the cartoons their way. And I got a reply back from Seth, which was amazing. And just thanking me and like, and telling me that he enjoyed what I did. And Elizabeth Gilbert ended up sharing it on her Facebook page. So, which was really exciting. And so there was, I think for me, it really reaffirmed that creating the content itself, well, it's a natural marketer. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to push it a little bit and share it and say, and get it out into the world. But if you focus on creating something really good, it can't help but be shared.
Yeah, no, exactly. But, and you also, you took the initiative and you were, I could imagine that you were probably a bit apprehensive of emailing those two people.
Right. Yes.
And it totally worked. That's amazing. And it's true. Again, you weren't just like sending them to a sales page, like, oh, could you send all your readers to my sales page? Like, no, that'd be dumb. Right. But you did it to something super valuable to them and their audience. That's cool.
Yeah.
So in the last year and a half, you've gone from the one blog on personal finance, morph that from a straight blog into a blog with cartoon, and now just to cartoons, which is a lot of sort of pivots and changes, which is really cool. Would you consider yourself like a serial idea sort of starting person where you come up with these ideas and you just kind of go with them?
Oh yeah, that's a great question. I would say that I'm pretty calculated. I mean, with my ideas and to the point where I think it used to stop me before. I was sitting on the idea of writing a personal finance blog for like 2 years before I actually did it. And so, and blogs are so easy to start. It's like, there was no barrier to entry, really. I felt like I didn't know everything 100% all the way. I just, you know, there was a lot holding me back. And so finally getting that going. And then I sat, you know, 4 or 5 months with the idea of doing cartoons and just, I think, almost trying to talk myself out of it, being like, okay, well, is this really going to work? And so I cautiously kind of tiptoed into that and watched it really take off. And when I had the idea for Art to Self, it was in November and I was like, I just need to get this up. And so I set a January 1 launch date, because it's going to be a daily thing. So I was, you know, might as well start on the new year. And I'm not going to give myself, I'm going to put up a landing page and start collecting email addresses and just tell people about it and say it's launching January 1st. And I don't have the choice. I don't have the choice to delay or kind of back out of it. And so my work has usually been iterations off of, and just kind of refinements off of what I'm already doing. So I wouldn't consider them kind of like serial entrepreneur ideas, but my struggle has always been the opposite, which is slowly, cautiously putting ideas into actions and trying to talk myself out of it or being scared to press like the publish button. But I'm getting a lot better at doing that for sure.
Nice. Did you didn't set up a buffer or anything? Like you're not like, I'm going to do 30 drawings first before I launch so that I have this buffer. You just, nope, I'm going to make them daily.
Right. No, awesome. I tried to do that. Yeah. I was like, okay, here's the plan. And then I realized it didn't have to be. And originally too, they were going to be full color cartoons and not have any text with them. So as launch date approached and the pressure to launch, I was like, there is no way this would be sustainable or fun for me to do full color, really detailed cartoons every day. And I think I need to add some text to these for a little, you know, for SEO purposes, but also there's a lot of story behind the cartoons that I'm drawing. And I want to share that too. So they became black and white, very simple. And that has actually made them, it's made the business easier to run, but also more shareable and very, they stand out a lot more. So it was interesting what the pressure of just going and launching and forcing myself to get going did to actually shift what I was offering to.
Yeah, I like that. And so you obviously had more confidence going into this because you'd already launched a blog for a significant amount of time. And it was interesting when you said you put off launching the first blog for 2 years because you didn't know 100% of everything, which nobody, none of us know anything that we're doing until we do it, right? I had no idea how to podcast until I launched a podcast. It's just kind of how we have to do it. Can you remember how you sort of convinced yourself that you don't need to know 100% of it, or else I'm just doing it anyways, or how that works?
Yeah. So for me, again, I think the pattern that really I'm seeing in my own kind of entrepreneurial life is how do I bring in outside forces or outside pressure to help me take action. And if my, you know, when I was just starting a blog, my barrier was the technical stuff. And I was just, I don't know how WordPress works. I don't know what the back end would look like. I don't know how to design stuff. And so if I was like, you know, if that's my barrier, I'm just going to hire somebody and then I won't have a choice to make an excuse that I can't get started. So I think for me, it was really getting like drilling down into what was the excuse that was holding me back and how do I just make that not an excuse anymore. So I ended up hiring someone really affordable to help me just build the bones and teach me WordPress. And I had this blog built, it was ready to go. And so I had no more excuses anymore, and I had to start writing. And so I think it's just about finding ways to overcome whatever it is that you might be telling yourself that's your excuse for not getting started, and putting up some public accountability always helps too.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that technical barrier is really a common one. It was for me too. And even though it is really easy once it's like set up and you just go in there and do it. And once you've done it once, you're like, oh, I get this. But
right.
I think it's just something we use obviously as an excuse to not get going. And there's so many ways. There's so many free tutorials on WordPress itself is free. You can get brilliant themes for free, and just, it doesn't have to be completely unique. It doesn't have to be awesome. You just have to start, and you can change it at any point. I find it interesting that always seems to be so much like, I don't know how to work these websites. I don't know what the back end will look like. And really, it's not that big of a deal.
Right. And I think too, even when I was leaving my job, there's always that, you know, you want to control what's going to happen next. And you want to know that you have all your ducks in a row and you have everything figured out. But I also just remember leaving my 9 to 5 and having a freak out moment before I put in my notice where I was like, I can't quit office life because I don't own a printer or a scanner. And then I just kind of caught myself and was like, well, no, that's not a reason not to quit.
Well, no.
Right. And I mean, for me, I didn't get my bookkeeping together till a year after already starting my own stuff. And I was nervous of even leaving before having everything set up. So I think that there's a natural desire to want to know how to do everything or what everything's going to look like before you take the leap. And you just really can't until you actually start doing it. And then you actually see how it works. And then you can tweak and experiment and understand what needs to happen. But It's kind of, I've tried to over prepare before I take these kind of jumps, but it's kind of the reverse, which is needing to jump first and then learning as you go.
Yeah. Very well said. Very well said. Okay. We are going to end off on the future and the future of Stephanie and Art to Self. You are only a couple months into it. You are seem quite impressed with the success and the reach you sort of had so far, very, very, very early on. Can you tell us what it is you are hoping to accomplish with Art to Self in, say, the next year?
Yeah. So Art to Self has been such an interesting project because it's daily. And so it's been a slow game and a slow burn. And even for myself as an artist, I get to draw, you know, and put it out, draw and put it out. And so I'm watching myself evolve as an artist and a writer, which is really cool. And I think the structure will stay the same, but my hope is that the readership grows. I can keep doing this daily. I am supported by donations from my readers and my subscriber list keeps growing naturally. And ideally, I would love to turn this into a book. So taking the inspirational quotes and cartoons, putting them into, you know, like 101 quotes for, you know, Art to Self for entrepreneurs or some sort of book or even desk calendar. Cause I'm hitting the point where I now have 100 posts and cartoons online and it's just going to keep growing from there. So what do I do with all of those assets and the more popular ones? I even got a Facebook message yesterday from one of my readers who took her 20 favorite Art to Self cartoons and printed them out and put them all kind of a collage in her office and sent me a picture of it. So she made her own kind of Art to Self poster. So I feel like I'm going to let it kind of lead me, if that makes sense. Cause it's just, I think it might take me some really cool places and I think it will grow in some ways I might not even know yet. But I'd love to turn it into something that's like kind of tangible, like a book. Sometime this year.
Awesome. And I'm sure you will, because as you say it, it makes perfect sense that it should really be in a book sitting on everybody's coffee table or in offices on tables. It's a great medium for that, I think. And
yeah,
I think we've enticed all the listeners now about getting this daily art inspiration to their email inbox. So could you, Stephanie, please tell them explicitly where to go and get onto this list?
Sure. So arttoself.com, that's the landing page where you can sign up to get these daily art notes and inspirations in your inbox. And they come out every single day. And guys, that I haven't missed a day yet. So if you're looking to start your day off on a good note, you know, a little positivity to get your day going, head over to arttoself.com and sign up there.
Yes, I strongly, strongly recommend it because I've been on it, as I said, for almost 2 weeks now. And even though we know we shouldn't be checking our emails first thing in the morning, sometimes when we're lying in bed still on our phones, to get that one is actually really good. And it usually puts a smile on my face and kind of sets up the day nicely. So I strongly recommend it. And I will link to Art to Self in the show notes so it's easy for everyone to find. So Stephanie, thank you so much. I wish you the best of luck. And please just keep doing what you're doing because it's awesome to watch and it's very, very inspirational. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, John.
Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me. And thank you so much for the work that you do every day now that comes to my inbox and thousands of other people's, because it's definitely making a difference. And it's just, it really is awesome. It really, really is. And I hope that everyone will go out there and arttoself.com, check it out, subscribe to her newsletter. It's completely free. And just get her inspiration sent to you once a day. And yeah, I definitely, definitely recommend it to everyone. So please check that out. Stephanie said a lot of smart things. She did. She said a lot of smart, interesting things. But she said one thing, didn't she? She did. She said that one thing. Did you get it? Did you hear it? Let's do it. Let's find the hack.
How do I just make that not an excuse anymore? So I ended up hiring someone really affordable to help me
just build the bones and teach me WordPress. And I had this blog built. It was ready to go. And so I had no more excuses anymore. And I had to start writing. And so I think it's just about finding ways to overcome whatever it is that you might be telling yourself that's your excuse for not getting started.
And that's the hack. Yes, Stephanie. Exactly. And thank you for sharing that. You had no more excuses. You had the blog built. There was technical reasons or whatever it was you were telling yourself, and you just overcame it. You found somebody who could do it for something, a price you could afford, and you did it. Remove those barriers. Those barriers are there. You are the only one who can figure out what those barriers are. And they're not big. They're not as big as you make them out to be. Break them down into small things. Stephanie figured out that it was just figuring out WordPress. So get a site built. It's not expensive. It's not hard to do. And then she had no excuse. She just had to start writing. That's awesome. And it's true. You just have to figure out what those barriers are. Nobody can do it for you. And just get rid of those excuses. So Stephanie, thank you for that, because it's kind of epic. It seems so simple, yet it's absolutely the key to all of this is to overcome these barriers all along, no matter if you're just getting started or you're just creating your first product or you're just creating your first podcast or you are trying to find your first mastermind group. These are all things that we get these little barriers and we can't do it. Figure out what those barriers are, get them overcome either by somebody else or by you, but just get through them and move on, because all the time you get stuck is just time that you could be doing such cool, awesome things, and they're just excuses. So please work yourselves through them. Stephanie, thank you again so much for all that you do. Thank you for joining me for this half hour. It's been a lot of fun, and I really, really, really enjoyed it. Hacktheentrepreneur.com. Check it out. Please get on the email list. I would love to be able to write you every Sunday afternoon. My emails go out, and yeah, it would be great to have you there. You can hit reply to any of those emails or hit me at John, J-O-N, at hacktheentrepreneur.com. That's my email. Have any questions, comments, concerns? I don't know. Just tell me your favorite movie. Say hi. It's cool. But yeah, hit me on the email and it'd be great to hear from you. But check out the website, get on the email list, and I will be writing you my best stuff every Sunday. So Stephanie, thank you again, and for you for listening, taking the time to join us here at Hack the Entrepreneur. I truly, truly, truly do appreciate it. And please, until next time, keep hacking the entrepreneur.